Blog Talk Radio.
Friday morning for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show this morning. Well, this is Coach Lalisa, and we are here today to talk about a serious topic, an important topic, but yet also a very positive and fun topic. We're going to talk today about developing the leader within. Now, I want to ask you a question. What is your leadership style? What is your leadership style? You have to make a decision on how you want to position yourself as a leader. So today we're going to go over the three most popular leadership styles, and we're going to talk about the disadvantages of each or the advantages of each. Also, we want to look at what is the real difference between management and leadership. A lot of people in the business world and other places, they get that confused, whether it's at home, whether it's in our various ministries or what have you, in our organizations or various associations that we might be a part of. There is still an opportunity to confuse the difference between leadership and management. Also, we want to look at what do you need to do personally to develop your leadership. What is leadership? What does that really mean? There's always a lot of talk about are leaders born or made, and there are a lot of people who believe that they are absolutely born, that you have to be born with certain traits, skills, and abilities, and some people believe that it doesn't matter what skills and abilities that you lack coming into the world, that they can be developed over time through our activities and our environments and the things that we involve ourselves with and the knowledge and experiences that we gain over time. So I want to just welcome you again to the show. Thank you for tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show. If you have any questions and you're on the switchboard, you have to put up your hand by pressing the number one. Of course, if you're in the chat room, all you simply need to do is type in your question. So let's talk about leadership. And I had asked a question, if you're tuning in because you saw this on Facebook, I had asked a question, what kind of leader are you? Are you a leader that motivates, or are you a leader that intimidates? You know, some people, they use intimidation to get people to do what they want them to do. But let's look at leadership. Now, when we think about leadership, let's think about some people that are very powerful and dynamic leaders. And one person that comes to my mind right away is Oprah Winfrey. Here is a woman that started out in a very meager lifestyle. She was living in a place where she didn't have a lot of money. She was not rich and famous. She wasn't born into a very rich family. But here is a woman that was born in Kosciuszko, Mississippi. Hello. She lived in a home that had absolutely no electricity and no water. And so right there, we can just talk. We can hang our hats right there if we wanted to and just talk for a while about that. Look at so many of our children today and our youth who complain that they cannot succeed. Their excuses for not being able to succeed in life is because they don't have anything. Here is a woman who leads people by the thousands and even the millions every single day on television. And yet, even in the business world, I had read somewhere that she was able to convince a Pontiac, she was able to convince them to get her 276 cars to give away when she was in her 19th season of the show. And, you know, currently she's going into her 25th season, and she's talking about retiring her show. But this was when she was in her 19th year, so what are we talking about, 6 years ago, she was able to do this. That's what we're talking about, leadership, how you're able to convince people to do things, how you're able to influence, what's your influence over people. So now, let's talk a little bit. I want to give you these three types of leadership styles. But let's look at what leaders do. What do leaders do? If you are a leader, if you own a business today, any kind of business, you could be in network marketing, you could own your own small business, you may own a mid-sized business, you may own a franchise, as such as my friend. I have a friend who owns a franchise right here in Newark, New Jersey, and she has a franchise, it's a restaurant. She owns that. I go by there. I talk to her often. I also have a sibling who owns a dry cleaners, a full-service dry cleaners, custom care cleaners in Cincinnati, Ohio, and she has her own business. I also have my own training business, Performance Strategies Unlimited, where I conduct training classes, produce training classes, training workshops and seminars, also an author and publisher. So I'm around a lot of people. Then I have my friend who has a studio. So I'm around a lot of business owners. I'm also in network marketing. And I work for a company. I work for a large company. So I'm around business every day. And I teach business 101, organization of management. I've taught in the past principles of management and all of that at the local college, junior colleges here in New Jersey. So I have a lot of experiences with dealing with leadership and management. And then I've read books about developing the leader, or the one-minute manager, the secret of leadership, and the great, great book by GE, story about the GE CEO, Jack Welch, who also has a book on leadership. So I've been looking at this for a long time and also taught a leadership class at Yeshiva College in Newark, New Jersey. But when, as leaders, what does a leader do? Well, one of the key things that a leader does is that a leader creates a vision. Okay? There are a lot of people who say that they are leaders, but they do not have a vision. You see, and without a vision, the people will perish. In other words, without a vision, your team is going down. Without a vision, your team is going to be dispersed. You know, I hear people even in the network marketing business that I just got in a year ago, but I was on the fast track, so I've done a lot of things already. But there are a lot of people that I meet in the leadership, in the network marketing industry, and they talk about how they were there. They had to leave. Why? Because of the lack of leadership. A lot of people say, well, I didn't make any money because there was no leadership. The leadership was not there. Even companies, a lot of times when you see companies folding, it's not just that they didn't have money. You know, a lot of these companies are not just leaving because of the bad economy. If that was the case, all companies would leave because of a bad economy. If the bad economy was enough to cause a company to fail, then all companies would fail in a bad economy. So it's not just the bad economy. But what can cause your company to stand and survive, cause your organization to do well, is great leadership. But we have to develop the leader within. We have to be the first leader. You know, it's like the scripture says, the first partaker of the word that we are preaching to others. Well, in other words, it's like when you're on the airplane and, you know, when the stewards come out and they begin to tell you about how to protect yourself in case of an emergency, they always tell you, if you have a child with you or someone elderly or sickly, they always tell you, put your oxygen mask on first. Because what good are you going to be to the child if you don't survive, or the elderly person or the sickly person? So put your oxygen mask on first. Now, if any of you have ever been on a plane, you absolutely know what I'm talking about. But now, the place where I got my most valuable leadership training, this was back in 1980, in January of 1980. Well, actually, in September of 1979, I joined the United States Navy. I signed up. I was on the delayed entry program at the time. And by January, I was shipped off to boot camp in Orlando, Florida. In Orlando, Florida, I did 2 weeks. But the moment I got out off the bus, after the plane had landed at the Orlando airport, we got on the bus, we went to the base, and the first thing we did, we got there at 11 o'clock at night, we talked about leadership. And they take 80 people to make a company. That's what they call you, a company. You're 80 women in a barracks, and they have to choose leaders the very, very first day that you're there. So I was chosen as one of the 5 leaders of those 80 women. Now, at the time, I was only 23 years old. I didn't have a clue about leadership. However, what was happening was it was really something that I had said and that made them choose me, because they asked everybody the same question, what is a leader? And I guess they were looking for a certain answer. But what I realized that 30 years, 40 years later, when I reflected back on that, because I really tend to forget about my military days, but that's where I learned my most valuable leadership traits, because the military, like nobody else, has a vision for not only for all of the military, but they even have one for all of the country, because they're here to protect us. So leadership is about creating a vision for your family. You want to be a leader? You know, some people say, oh, yeah, you know, my husband, he's the head. Well, if your husband doesn't have a vision for that house, you better be careful about letting him lead, because he might lead you right into poverty. He might lead you into divorce. He might lead you into a bad time. But the leader is a person who knows how to create a vision for the future, but act it out every day. And what happens is, see, people have to follow a vision. It's like our children. That's why do you think a lot of children join gangs? Why do you think a lot of children go out in the street and look for friends? Because they're looking for somebody who has a vision for their future. In other words, okay, you want me to break it down language? They want somebody to tell them what to do. And so parents, if you're not giving your children vision about what their lives ought to look like, now, you don't have to give them 20 years out. Give them 5 days out. Tell them what they should be doing next week. You know, people have to follow a vision. So that is like my most valuable secret and lesson about leadership. It is about, a vision will sustain you. You know, our words are powerful, but we speak the vision. We write the vision down so that people can run with it. So if you have a team, again, if you're a small business owner, I don't care if you have one employee or you have 1,000 employees. You could have 10,000 employees. You could be like one company that I worked for, Continental Airlines. They had almost 100,000 employees, and they're still around. They have sustained. Why? Because of the vision. The vision is that we are going to provide top, you know, excellent service to our customers. Our vision is that we will expand our fleet of jets. And we will have, this is the vision they laid out to us. I still remember it. I haven't worked there since the year 2000. See, a vision lives on. My mother, God rest her soul, she passed in 2005, but she had a vision for her children. She laid out the vision. The vision is that you will achieve greatness through education. Even though I was a high school dropout, out of 7 children, 5 of us dropped out of high school. But 5 of us have advanced degrees in education. Why? Because the vision will speak. The vision will carry you. The vision will live on beyond you. And you can do this in your everyday life. But I ask you again, leadership, what's, you got to develop the leader within you first. Now, a leader sets a vision. So I ask you, what's the vision for your life? What vision do you have for your life? Where, in other words, where do you see your future going? And don't just tell me, well, God knows what he has for me. Yeah, God does know. And now he wants you to know. So you, God can know. But did you ask God? Now, if God told you, then that becomes your vision. It's still the same concept. It's the same thing. If God told you, then you got to say what your vision is. You know, God has shown me some things about my future. That's why I'm unstoppable. People are like, oh, she did this, she did that, she had it, she didn't have this. Well, last time we knew her, she didn't have any money. Well, she was out there borrowing from everybody. She didn't pay this person back and that person. And but yet, so she's doing this because of vision, you see. And that's why you have vision will carry you. You have to have a vision for yourself. Let's just say you're a singer. Let's say you sing. You have to have a vision of yourself selling CDs or creating songs or whatever it is that you want to do. Maybe you want your songs to become the soundtrack for the next biggest movie. You have to have that vision. You can't just say, well, I like to sing. You know, same thing with being an author. You can't just say, well, I like to write. No, you have to have a vision of how your writing is going to move nations and generations of people. And the only way to do that is that you're going to have a vision, and you're going to have to write it down, you're going to have to speak it, and you're going to have to develop it and develop the people that are around you. The people that are around you, get this, God has already sent you workers. He has sent you workers to help bring your vision to pass. But guess what? They're standing around not doing anything. Why? Because you have not communicated the vision to them. See, when you communicate the vision, the people around you will fall in line and carry out that vision. But if you don't tell them what the vision is, there's nothing they can do. Not only that, if you don't know the vision, you don't have anything to wake up to every day. So the leader creates a vision that will guide the people. Now, you have to train people. That's why in network marketing and small businesses, again, a lot of businesses are failing. Why? Because people refuse to train and develop their people. I've only been in network marketing for 1 year, and that's the first thing I saw. That's the first thing I learned about it, is that the people aren't developed. And I've been guilty of that myself. You know why? Because sometimes we're so busy. We don't have time to train and develop. But I thank God because he led me to get my PhD in training and performance improvement. And I've been working on that degree for 3-4 years now, and I'm getting close to the end. But the point is that people need training and development. Companies, you know why they're closing? You know why they can't progress? Why they can't get their bottom line up? It's because they have not developed the skill of training others. So how do you learn how to train others? Well, first you got to train yourself. You got to be the first one running to get all the knowledge, to go to all the seminars, to learn everything you can learn. You, as a leader, you have to be a student of whatever product, service, business, or ministry that you're in. Even in ministry, I'm a minister. Even in the church and ministry where I happen to serve and operate, leadership is typically the main reason poor leadership, because there's great leadership and there's poor leadership. Leadership problems are the main reason why congregations are small, they will not grow. Because why? It's the same concept. Leadership is leadership. A great leader is someone who can mobilize people to go out and reach their destiny. So what are the three basic leadership styles? There are the autocratic style of leadership, which typically works in some situations. It doesn't work. With your children, you may have to be more autocratic, where you're pretty much telling them what to do. All the orders come from you. It's, you know, kind of like your way or no way at all. They is when you have a team of people that may not be ready to actually make decisions on their own, so you have to make decisions for them. That's what they call autocratic style of leadership. So you may be that type of leader where you want to make all of the decisions without consulting your people. Now, that may work when you're dealing with children. They may be too young to help with the decisions. But typically, that is not a place where you want to be with leadership. The second style of leadership is a democratic style of leadership. This is more participative leadership, where you're getting the participation of others. So you have to look at what style of leadership do you have. This style of leadership does work with people, works well with other people, and bringing people into the conversation, into helping you set the vision. Ultimately, you have to have the vision, yet you are giving them opportunities to somewhat speak the vision as well, because they're the ones who have to run with the vision. And then the third type of leadership is a free-range style of leadership. These are where you have you let the people pretty much set their own objectives. You let the employees or your staff or your crew or your team, pretty much you let them have freedom to accomplish the objectives in the way that they know how. But all of this you have to have in the backdrop. If you want to be a great leader, you have to really be empowering, and you want to empower and enable people, but you also want to empower and enable yourself. So what are some of these leadership traits that you need in order to develop the leader within? Well, number one, to develop your own leadership, you need to be self-nurturing. In other words, you have to be able to be confident. You have to be able to, you know, pump your own self up when you're feeling low. You have to be able to address your own internal conflicts when things don't go your way. Another leadership skill that you will need to develop your leadership skills is that you have to look at any areas of weaknesses that you may have, and to develop those integrity, levels of trust. Do your people trust you? Are you empowering? You have to be able to develop this on your own as a leader. Now, the biggest difference, they say, between leadership and management, because a lot of people have often asked that question, what is the difference between a leader and a manager? Well, a leader is someone, a manager is someone pretty much who just keeps the order. They love stability. They love order and stability. This is the manager. And can managers be leaders? Absolutely. Do leaders manage? Yes. But sometimes there are two very distinct characteristics in people. So if you have someone who likes a lot of order and stability, that will sometimes clash with true leadership, because true leadership and good leadership is where a leader embraces and manages change. So you see the difference there. You got one side trying to keep order and stability, keep things the same, the status quo, but yet still their needs there. And leadership is about change and managing and setting change, encouraging change. See, that's why a lot of companies are still around. That's why a lot of people are still afloat, because the economy had been changing. But see, some people just wanted to keep order and stability, so when the economy went into full throttle, they weren't able to catch up, and they had to go out of business. Whereas a successful leader is constantly changing a little bit at a time. They're always changing, always doing something new, always grasping new opportunities, always getting ready with opportunities that aren't really working. And this is how they do it. This is exactly how they do it. Leadership. So if you have any comments or any questions, I welcome those. I will address those. But you want to develop the leader in you by being self-nurturing, by getting your energy up, by developing relationships with other leaders. You want to have that vision. You want to set the vision for yourself. also for your team members, your family members. You want to look at your leadership style, which has a lot to do even with your communication style. Okay, having a vision is one thing, but how you communicate that vision will be based on your leadership style. Are you going to communicate it in a way that motivates or intimidates? Okay, are you going to promote everyone's skills and abilities, or will you tear people down because you are more of a leader that doesn't see the value of each and every person that may be on your team? Okay, well, I hope you've enjoyed our discussion today on developing the leader within. We're glad that you were able to tune into the show today. We welcome you back to the show tomorrow. Tomorrow we have another topic for you that we will be discussing tomorrow on the Coach Lalisa Show. So make sure you tune back in tomorrow. We are going to be addressing tomorrow theories of motivation. So tomorrow we're going to address theories of motivation. So how you can motivate your teams, how you can motivate the people in your company, you may have a small business, you may be a small business owner. But we're going to talk about this theories of motivation. Motivating people to succeed is big. You definitely want to do that. And then on Monday, that's right, on Monday, we're going to talk about how to develop your market, how to develop your market and your customer base. Well, again, we thank you for tuning into the show. This has been your host, Coach Lisa. We'll see you back tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.